This is the Tom Bernard Morning Show.
The Tom Bernard Morning Show.
Streamed every morning on the Tom Bernard Show app and anytime on demand wherever you get your podcasts.
Is passenger train service between Twin Cities and Duluth really happening? So how close would that get to your hometown, your old hometown?
Duluth, about an hour and 10 minutes.
But I mean, the train going up there, would it have to go further up to get to where you're from?
Yeah, it would have to go past Duluth, yeah.
Yes, that's what I thought. Mm-hmm. And about how, you said about an hour?
Hour 10, yeah.
Hour and 10, okay. Yeah. But yeah, this, now again, I did this with my family like 40 years ago. Took them all up for Christmas. And the great thing about it is, and I hope it does happen again, that all the way up there you see Christmas lights and Christmas trees and all that stuff going
it's
up there.
It's so fun.
It's just beautiful. You know, maybe a little snow might be falling, whatever. You get up there. I love Duluth anyway. Just love that town.
Yeah.
Great town. Except that damn golf course is too hard. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. And this did happen, and I'm not pulling your tit on this one. We're at the top of the hill, because part of the golf course is on top of the hill, and then they go down to the...
I can't even imagine where it is in Duluth. Will you give me an idea of where it is in Duluth?
What was that mansion again, though? Glen Sheen. Yeah, there you go. It's right across the street from that, or if not right across the street, just a couple of blocks
Perfect.
Away.
Perfect. So kind of more on the east side of Duluth.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's over toward Wisconsin. Yes, yeah. Absolutely right. No, I forgot what I was going to...
You're telling me about the hill. I'm sorry. I just wanted an idea
of
where
it was.
No,
I understand. But you're at the top of the hill, and it's magnificent. It's like 72 degrees up there, a little bit of sunshine. You're like, oh, my God, this is great. Then you have to go down the hill. It's probably about a 80 to 100-foot drop down the hill. Mm-hmm. You know, you wind down.
That sounds like a hard one.
And by the time you get to the bottom of the hill, it's like 52 degrees.
Oh,
like,
I know.
What?
Yeah.
What the hell happened?
My mom, because she'll spend Florida, she spends the winter in Florida, and then she'll always say, you guys are so lucky you get to wear layers. And I feel like we get to say that to Duluth year-round.
Yeah, that's
You're
true.
You're so lucky you get to wear so many fun fashions all in one day.
Love that town.
Tank top to sweater to full-on wind jacket to, like...
That's true in Duluth.
Big stocking hat. I mean, it can be so hot on the hill and freezing down by that lake.
The Scenic's still open, isn't it, on the way to Two Harbors? The Scenic Cafe. It used to be called the New Scenic.
I don't know.
Really good, man.
That's where Justin asked me to marry him, is over in Two Harbors on a hike.
Was he drunk?
He was wasted.
I knew it. Typical. Hey, we're going to get married.
He was so sober. We'd been so sober for so long at that point. So every time
we talk
about the worst mistakes he's made, he was very sober.
New Scenic Cafe opens 12 p.m. on Wednesday.
Love it.
Whoa.
Love it. Oh, it's still called the New Scenic?
The New Scenic Cafe.
Because somebody told me they were going to drop the new part because it's been there for years. But I like New Scenic. That works for me.
When you're saying it was open, that's just its schedule. It's not just happens to be reopening or something, right?
No, they say, yeah, it's a New Scenic Cafe. That's the actual name of it. That's what the sign says.
No, but when you were saying the time, I thought you were going, wow, there's a reopening, but it's just that's the normal schedule.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Like, what a coincidence. This is Wednesday.
The old one shut down, but the new one opens Wednesday. Yeah.
I thought this
the
was
old
like,
one did shut down?
No. We're
just
kidding.
Okay, thank
but
God.
But because the tourists all split on Monday and Tuesday. They don't start coming back until Wednesday, so that's why they open
that
up
makes
on
sense.
Wednesday.
No, and I just thought it was this huge coincidence that you found an article that it's ready to open this Wednesday when we're talking about it.
Tommy boy, many years ago, went for a little, Catherine and I were up in Duluth just having a wonderful time, so I decided, you know, she gets up a couple hours after I do, because that's when I was at the queue, so I was getting up at 4 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So even when you're on vacation, you wake up at 4, 4:30.
Yeah, it's just terrible.
How it is.
Yep. Yeah.
So I said, well, I'll just go for a long bike ride, no big deal. Now, you have to understand, it's 5 o'clock in the morning. Like, what is it, the 20th? In 2 weeks is the sunshiniest, early sunshine of the year, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So it's like 5:30, 5:15 in the morning, and it's light out. So I figured, I'll just go for a bike ride. Now, at 5:15 in the morning, nothing is open.
No.
Particularly on a Sunday. I'm riding along. I get all the way up there, get a flat tire. I literally had to walk it all the way back. It took me, honest to God, like 4 hours to walk back.
All right. Don't.
Like, Jesus. Mm-hmm.
Don't you get to a point, if you're a hardcore biker, that you have one of those tubes with you all the time?
Yeah, if you're big into it, it would have been smart for me to do that up there, I'll tell you that.
I just never have ever hit that point. And when I was biking a bunch when I lived in Minneapolis, it was always short distances here and there, and I figure I just never got to a point of going, I should carry that around. But I have been. Yeah. I've had gotten flats and either walked home or had somebody pick me up.
I hate it.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
I know.
Speaking of Duluth, the legislature just set aside $195 million for the route, but a few more things need to fall into place. Passenger train service between Twin Cities and Duluth. Is it really happening? Why do they need $200 million to get this to happen? Why?
It just seems these numbers don't seem real at all.
They don't.
Well, California tried to build a high-speed rail from L.A. to San Francisco for $1 billion.
Yep.
They have spent $4 billion,
yep.
And nothing has been made.
Well, it's like our system here with the light rail out in Hurricane.
Eden Prairie. Oh, yeah. Don't even get me started.
About 15, 20 years now they've been working
on. Oh, don't even get me started. And then we found it's beautiful. It's gorgeous. And it's got, like, the way they built it has the side of it, has this, like, pattern to it. And it honestly, they made that area look so much better with it. And how rare is that for you to say you've added a line of traffic in some aspect? It's so beautiful. And we found out, after everything, they built that thing so quick in Eden Prairie, and then it's just connected to nothing. And they go, we'll connect it maybe 2027. We had some hiccups, so we're going to just wait. So I always just have this thing just sitting there. Eventually the raccoons will take over. Yeah. I'm fine with it. Whatever.
Well, do you think that one right there in the middle of Hopkins, that's a good look from 169, isn't it?
I know.
A bridge to nowhere.
I know.
What the hell is that now? That's been sitting like that for years.
I was really banking on taking the light rail to Taylor Swift, and I don't think that's going to pan out for me.
Well, in 2029.
Yes. When she's doing her final tours, I'll get to go.
My retirement. Who is that, Taylor Swift? I've never seen her. I heard she's really good, though.
I've seen her. Last year was Reputation. I watched that. It was amazing. I'm so excited. I'm really excited for this one because it's just the first big concert I've gone to in a long time. And it just feels like we've been waiting for her to do this because she has four albums. And the vibe is going to be super fun.
Where is she playing?
U.S. Bank Stadium.
Oh, she's playing U.S. Bank. Jesus.
And Rudy sent me a picture over the weekend of his daughter and his sister and there's niece. They make friendship bracelets and you trade them there.
Okay.
So you just make these out of beads and whatever. And so we did a bunch. Me and a bunch of neighbor girls were making them at my house. And it's just like this buildup is so fun. And it's, I don't know, man. I'm so excited.
No, those shows are great. The last big one I went to, not as big as U.S. Bank Stadium, but it was at XL Energy Center.
Yeah.
I saw Adele there.
Oh.
Yeah. Holy God, can that woman sing?
And I heard her.
She likes to drink, smoke, and swear,
I was just
too.
I heard her in between the songs is magnificent.
Oh, it is. It's phenomenal. You know, you sons of bitches. I mean, hey, leave me alone.
Siri, mind your business.
I hate that. Why did your watch do that?
She's one nosy bitch.
I agree.
I saw Chappelle at First Avenue, and it was chain smoking. Like, he never didn't have a cigarette. It was constant. And it was just wild because, you know, you go to so many First Ave concerts and nobody can smoke. But he's up there just one right after the other. And this was like, 2017 or something.
I saw him at the Varsity a couple months back and he was chain smoking.
Yeah.
Was he still?
Yeah, I had.
Boy, that's not good.
And I sat front row and he took one of his cigarettes and he put it out with his foot. And after the show, they have like a line of security at the stage. And I asked the security guard, I'm like, hey, man, can you turn around, grab that cigarette butt for me?
No, you didn't.
I swear to God. And the guy went to go reach for it, and the head of security was like, hey, no. I was like, what's the difference?
What were you going to do with it, Rudy?
It's a cigarette.
I was going to put it in a little like glass case and stick it on my mantle.
You are so weird.
No.
That is weird. Yes, is that weird or not?
No, no.
If you could say I've got Chappelle's butt in a jar.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
That is so weird.
I don't know.
And it's weird that security cared, too. Like, there's so many, like, this is garbage.
Yeah.
We are talking about literal garbage.
I'm telling you, that's a perfect example. You match it up with this phony deal with Will Smith and Chris Rock.
You still think that's fake?
You couldn't even get a cigarette butt, but somehow he could just wander up on stage and punch somebody.
You still think that's fake, don't you?
It was all fake.
I don't think that's fake.
I do. It was 100% fake. Nobody got hurt, and he full-on punched his ass. Or did he slap him?
He slapped him.
I mean, head slap, though.
Will Smith has got some boxing background doing Ali.
Yep.
And he's a fighter, you know?
Yep. I still think that was all bullshit.
I really do. And for a while, I feel like me and Kristen had you convinced that it wasn't. But
he didn't even duck.
I think it was just shock, man. The things that happened. If somebody
if a guy's coming at you and he raises his hand, you got to duck, don't you?
I mean, I don't know. I would think so, but I when that's one of your idols, one of your best friends, and you're like, maybe they weren't best friends.
Well, they are. They were pretty good friends at one time, yeah.
I don't think you think that that person's going to strike you.
You ever been sucker punched?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You have too?
Oh, yeah.
By me?
No, right?
I hope
you
not.
You did just punch me in the back, but it was okay.
Didn't a dude punch you?
Yeah, a guy punched me. Yeah, at the library.
The library.
No, the bar, the library.
Oh, I was going to say.
In Dinkytown.
Punched at the
library. I was arguing with his girlfriend. I don't even know what it was about.
And he punched you.
And he was behind her and just punched me.
In the face.
Yeah, I was black. I mean, everything went foomp. And then, like, slowly came back. And I was like, we got to go. My friends are like, one more drink. And I was like, I got to go.
You should have beat him up.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
You should have.
Step one.
You could take most
roid
guys.
Roid it out. I don't know. Like,
he was roided out?
No, I'm saying, how am I going to beat up a man
beat up
my
most
age?
Most men.
I could. In my mind, I could. But when actuality comes down.
No, I think you could.
Oh, my God. It was terrible. And I was not by any means. My sensories were not at 100%. I was wasted. And thank God I was wasted because I bet that hurt.
Yeah.
I woke up with
a... No, because he was behind her. I woke up kind of like, you know, a little staggered to the right, and he just went behind her. Boom. I woke up with a huge black eye. And I had to go to this weird... My mom was hosting this, like, ladies who lunch brunch thing. It was, like, springy vibe. We had hats and everything. I had to show up there. My mom, every time I was like, I fell down these little risers, these little stairs I was going down. She was like, don't talk to me. Go in the other room. Every time I was in a room with her, she's like, go in the other room. And I was like, yes, mother.
There is kind of a part of me now, I know this is going to sound terrible, but there's a part of me now that wishes that the girl you were arguing with, that guy ended up putting one on her one night. Like, didn't you see this coming?
I'm sure.
Yeah. I hope that.
If he could hit a stranger.
Yes. That's what
I'm
saying.
Sure. And that's why you go, that's a scary guy.
Yeah.
Thank God. Our lives were just passing ships in the night that he just got a good swing in. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he's for sure hitting women. I mean.
Yeah.
I've told you before, I've got 100% proof I've never hit Catherine.
Yeah.
Because I'm still alive.
I think it's that pulse you still have in your neck.
I still have a pulse, so I know that I've never.
Bleeding out in the.
Oh, God. Never fall asleep, Tom.
I had a boyfriend once. Gosh, we were both not in a great stage of our lives, but I remember. I was talking, and to intimidate me, he punched the wall right in front of me.
Oh, God.
And I was like, as soon as he's going to leave, like, do I plan his, like, absolute death? I mean, I never talk to him again. But it was one of those moments I was like, this turns into something more.
Yeah,
it felt so obvious.
Yeah.
And I was like, he's testing the waters. And I would, boyfriend's a Larry. Oh, for sure.
Good God.
Eventually.
What is that?
I mean, I think that was one of the things I was like, that's your intimacy. I've never, and this is early on in my dating, so I don't even know if I could call him boyfriend formally, but he was like, we were arguing, whatever, and it was about 4 inches from my face, punched the wall. So he's like willing to hurt himself to prove a point, and I was standing there, and my mind was, don't show any weakness. Of course, I was back.
Right.
I was like, acted like it was no big deal. He left, locked that door. I was like, I will never talk to that person ever again.
Did you?
Never.
Good move.
No. Oh, my God.
Good move.
Oh, my God. No, never.
If you go back and watch the YouTube episode, you can see that when we bring these up, I get super squirmy.
Yeah.
Because I saw this so much when I was growing up. I've watched a family member of mine, him and his wife, get in a fist fight in our front yard. And the whole time they were throwing punches at each other, he was saying, see ya, wouldn't want to be ya.
Okay.
I'm sorry to laugh.
Okay.
It was like the funniest thing I've ever seen, but at the same, I mean, they were
throwing insane.
Haymakers at each other, a husband and wife.
That's insane.
It blew my mind that I was watching this, and one of my best friends was with me. We were like 17, 8 years, and he's like,
I'm only laughing because it's so inappropriately crazy. Why are you saying some catchphrase as you try to punch your wife in the face?
Yeah. He goes, should we stop this? I'm like, I don't know what to do. Like, we were 17, 18 years old. These were people in like their upper 30s, low 40s, and just throwing fists at each other.
I mean, it's wild. You look back, you can tell. I mean, it's one of those things where if you're lucky enough where those abusive men, they don't just start by, I'm going to punch you in the face. It's like a testing, feeling it out. I mean, I dated a guy who was just, we were in an argument and just started driving insane on the highway. And I look back and go, oh, he was testing me. Yeah. Oh, he was testing that if yeah. I'll take this in, you know, a couple weeks when next fight, he's going to next level it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's always that way. It's such a slippery slope, too. And if it's done well, and that's why I go, any women who are in abusive relationships, they're not idiots. It's something that can happen to anybody.
Sure.
It's this little, like, I'm testing you. We're going to first get, I'm going to get kind of verbal, maybe throw your stuff, maybe throw my stuff, things like that. And then it just, you just get there, you know?
I don't understand how you hit somebody a lot smaller than you anyway. I've never understood that.
Yeah.
Why would I want to punch somebody who's a lot smaller than me?
Because punching somebody who's bigger is a bad idea, too.
Oh, that's a lot of fun, man. You can rock out.
It's wild how when your life gets so much calmer and the things I would never deal with and back then, you go, eh.
Yep.
Like, yeah. But I'm so lucky that most of the time I was like, oh, hell no, you're crazier than me.
Yeah.
Like, once I get out of this car, I'm never getting back in this car again.
I really don't understand that. Hitting little kids and hitting women and hitting, it's like, what are you doing?
I know.
Like, Jesus, pal. But, you know, as Rudy said, I saw a lot of it when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's why I'm so sensitive to it.
Sure.
Because there was that one neighbor I told you about before. He used to take his kids in the middle of the street and beat the piss out of them so everybody could watch.
Mm.
It's like, thanks, Dad. I feel really great about that.
That's so sad.
How sick is that? Not only am I going to kick your ass, I'm going to do it in front of everybody and embarrass the piss out of you.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
This is one of those conversations we go, hopefully our brains don't allow us to understand it.
Right. Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. It just calm down, relax.
I don't know if that works.
Calm down and relax.
Just telling
work.
People to calm down and relax.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's ever worked in the history of ever.
Well, you could do the Christopher Walken thing. Calm down, or I will do some damage you won't walk away from. That's a better way to go about it, isn't it?
Yeah, I think I don't know if that'll work, but I say we try it next time one of us gets hypey.
By the way, I wasn't even trying to do an impression of him because, you know, Craig Gass nails it. He nails that impression.
Yes, he does.
Better than anybody.
Yes, he does.
The Christopher Walken coming out of Craig Gass's yapper.
Yeah.
Pretty damn good.
Yeah, he's good.
U.S. Representative Jim Oberstar gathered a small group in his Chisholm office in 2002 to discuss plans for passenger rail service between Duluth and the Twin Cities. Why did they ever stop it? Because they used to have it like back in the 1970s, I guess it would have been.
Okay, so in this world that we currently live in, there is, if it already existed, there's already tracks going straight
yes.
there, right?
Right?
So why is it so crazy and expensive to get this going again?
Well, here you go. Northern Lights Express, NLX, expected to make 4 daily trips, hinges on securing $800 million in federal funding and the cooperation of railroad owner BNSF Railway and likely Amtrak. Is this ever going to happen? That's a lot of hoops to jump through, man.
Yeah.
Well, one nice thing about Minnesota is that compared to other states, I feel like we do get things done.
I hope so.
Yeah, when it comes to projects like this, even the stuff we don't want, I feel like we get it done, you know?
Well, Minnesota leaders can spend our money better than any other state in the United States, man. They can spend some money.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
And normally, I mean, I'd say besides this Eden Prairie Light Rail little hiccup, I'm going to call it that because I'm being nice. But, like, remember when they were building it through St. Paul and University? They were they were going.
Yeah.
Like, that was happening. And
mm-hmm. Well, Minneapolis was like, we got to get this crime out of here somehow. So let's build a
God.
Fast track
we'll wrap
all
it
the
up
way to St. Paul.
In a pretty bow.
And that's exactly what happened, because Lower Town St. Paul is not what it used to be.
Yeah. And it was not great in the first place.
I was going to say, I don't have these memories going running around Lower Town.
I loved it, though. I did love
it. It was beautiful. And honestly, when there's events there, it's gorgeous and there's a lot. But for some reason, there's some disconnect that's never made it, like, hopping.
Yeah.
Like, downtown Minneapolis, when I was in my 20s, that was walking. You walk around at 2 a.m. after bar close. There's people everywhere. Felt super fun and, you know, safe. And I wouldn't say that it falls in that realm now. But it did when I was in my 20s. And Lower Town never seemed, there's some, maybe it's spread mm-hmm. out too much or something. I don't know.
What about the Blue Saloon? Is that still open?
Mm-hmm.
God, I used to go to the Blue Saloon all the time down there. And it was, it had a very narrow stair. So you guys have never been there?
No.
There's a performance room up on the second floor. There's a bar on the first floor. And then there's a place for bands and I don't think they ever had comedians. Maybe they did have comedians here. I don't know. But it was called the Blues Saloon.
on Rice Street.
Yeah. On Rice Street.
Yeah, still there.
Oh, thank God. There is a very, very narrow stairway to go up to the second floor from the first floor.
Mm-hmm.
And I brought a friend of mine over there who was a dazzling suburbanite.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you just kind of have to keep to yourself a little bit. I mean, you could talk to people and be nice to people, but don't get too overly talkative because people don't like that, you know? Like, certain inner city people don't like that. So we're going up the stairs, and this very large man is coming down the stairs. And I look at my friend, and just as we, because we had to turn sideways to get by each other, right?
Yeah,
you had to
yeah,
turn
yeah.
your shoulder sideways to get by one another. And as he's going in front of this very large man, he said, thanks, my brother. I went, oh, God, no. This guy looked at me and said, you better tell this sumbitch to get the hell away from me. I said, I got it, pal. I'll get him out of here today. Because for some reason, I didn't know the guy, but I must have had that look on my face like, oh, God, I wish you hadn't said that. The guy wanted to just kick his ass. And I'm like, okay,
really?
Settle down. Everything will be good. Don't worry about it. We have to take a break. We already took a break, didn't we?
We did not. We got to take one here.
I just wanted to make sure because I keep forgetting. Because when Chris Eggert's coming on, I'm so dazzled by the
stardom.
So
excited. It's like he's almost like he's wearing a blazer of some sort over a T-shirt, ready to work.
Yeah, there's no question about it. Okay. So we'll take a break, and we will be right back with the lovely and talented Chris Eggert.
This is the Tom Bernard Morning Show.
When you need someone to listen, a lawyer you know and trust.
If you've never been in an auto accident, it's hard to know what to expect from the insurance adjuster. Here are some tips. One, if they talk to you about whether or not you should hire a lawyer, it's a good sign that you probably should. Two, it's illegal for them to give you any legal advice. They aren't lawyers, and they aren't licensed to practice law. Three, if they tell you that everyone involved in the accident is at fault, they're wrong. This comes from the belief that you're at fault for just being on the road. That's nonsense and not supported by any law. Finally, remember that friendly adjusters are often just gaining information. They want you to do most of the talking so they can file their report. I'm Mike Bryant from Bradshaw & Bryant. I hope you're never injured in a collision. But if you are, don't sign anything until you've talked to us.
Find Bradshaw & Bryant, personal injury attorneys at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com.
Seeking justice for the injured. Bradshaw & Bryant.
There's a guy named Tom Cross who likes to do kite things. Tom takes the phrase, go fly a kite, to an extreme, and for years goes all over the country in search of great kite flying events. Lincoln City, Oregon comes to mind, with Chinook winds and 7 miles of pristine beach that draws folks from all over North America for the best kite flying conditions in the world. Tom brings a little Minnesota with him when he goes to Lincoln City in his new Forest River RV Rockwood Rue, 19 expandable trailer, of course, that he hauls from Niemeyer Trailer Sales in Albertville and Elko Newmarket, Minnesota. Niemeyer Trailer Sales is the only place Tom would prepare his next kite flight. Solar panels, full bath, exterior griddle, double door refrigerator, queen beds, and sleeps six every night in the RV Rockwood from the place that is your family-owned guide to RV trailers and truck accessories since 1965. This is Tom. Visit my friends at Niemeyer Trailer Sales and take your passion on the road. Niemeyer Trailer Sales. Go to Niemeyer.com, Niemeyer Trailer Sale.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the Tom Bernard Morning Show Podcast.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen, all dolled up and no place to go. Here's Chris Eggert.
Oh, I'm not dolled up. I'm sorry. This jacket t-shirt thing looks stupid, but Megan and I have like the same exact shirt on today, so I had to change clothes.
You look very Vice. That's all I'm going to say. Like
Miami Vice?
Yeah.
Like, roll the sleeves up.
Is it bad? Because I'll use you guys as a focus group. Because
no,
like,
it looks good.
Step back. Let me look at the whole outfit. Let me see.
They got the Minnesota, the ore thing going on here.
You're right. That looks like shit.
Do you have a... Okay. Yeah, I think it's okay.
It's fine. Just kidding. It looks like you're having heart surgery, though. Because there's a big X right over your heart.
It feels like you woke up somewhere and acquired a jacket. That's all I'm going to say. Like, it doesn't.
I agree. Hungover. I agree. Okay. It does look like that. So what's going to happen is, if anybody, after your show's over, of course, if they happen to catch our show on the website, if you're wondering why I look like I have an old woman blouse on, it'll be. And Megan and I will look like Walt Disney vomited all over your television screen. So that'll be interesting.
How was the graduation party?
It was good, Rudy. It was awesome to be able to hang with you for a little bit.
Yeah. Your son is, what a remarkable young man he is.
Well, I'm not sure about all that, but.
I like that you talk shit about your kids, because I do it too. I love it.
Was Dakota exhausted at the end of the day because it's just so many people?
It's fun. He was fine. It was my daughter who was the one. She was funny. She was like, I had to go through all the graduation stuff, and I didn't even get any cards with anybody.
There you go.
I got to Chris's house, though, and there was like a relative that was just like camping on the couch, and I'm like, what's up with the person inside? And Chris is like, there's so many people here. I have no
idea. What
do
you
want
from me? I'm working every room. I'm exhausted.
Did you get an invitation? Because I didn't.
Me and Rudy invited ourselves.
Oh, you did? Okay.
I had to work at my talk, so I didn't get done until, you know, the party was almost over.
Okay.
So I didn't head over. But again, Chris was a little intimidated to send you an invite.
Why? You're stupid. No.
Well, and then there's the rejection too.
That's,
you know, like,
painful.
I would have come.
I didn't want you. You should not have to feel obligated.
I've known you for how many years now? At least six, 7 years, 10 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not gonna. I must have a bad reputation.
No.
I understand where Chris is coming from. For a while, I found myself being like, this is too silly to invite Tom. But now I invite you to anything because why not?
Because I never come anyway.
I'd say you come 50-50. Or you send Alex in your place with a big check.
When I signed the card over to Dakota, it said, Dakota, congratulations. By the way, I'm paying for all of your college. Signed, Tom Bernard.
There you go. That's absolutely right.
That was very generous of you, Tommy. Thank you.
I'm glad you just brought that up because I wanted to ask Chris this anyway, and this is a nice segue. Many, many, many people, like around Brittany's age, are not going to college or didn't go to college anymore. They're finding they can go to trade schools and make more money than if they went to college.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So you guys knew about this?
Oh, yeah. One of my best friends from high school, Bob, everybody was going to college. Bob's like, I'm going to go out and be an electrician.
Right.
And he went out, became an electrician. By the time he was 23, he was a half partner in a company that he had moved to North Dakota for. He sold that company, started another electrician's business, and then on top of that, bought two businesses in Fargo from the money that he made being an electrician.
That's amazing.
Yes. Yeah.
There was a guy like that on national television, almost the same story, that he said, I went, and don't you go for like 18 months or something?
Electrician, 2 years.
Yeah, two
it's
years.
It's 2 years,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because some of them are 18 months, some are 2 years, all the rest of it. They make a ton of money coming out because nobody wants to do it.
Yeah.
So, and they will be now, of course, when they find out they don't have to go for 4 years and get hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt. And I still want to ask a question. There's $2 trillion in college debt. Well, it's not my debt. I didn't go to college. Why should the hell should I pay for your college? Right? That's a ridiculous position. Why should we pay for someone else's college?
No. I hear you. There's like institutional problems with the whole situation.
Doubt.
Has to be something figured out where, I mean, if you look at the rising cost of college, my mom always talks about, well, I used to work all summer to pay for my college. I go, Mom, that's not, unless I get a $100,000 casual summer job.
Yeah.
What? Are you talking? I don't think lifeguarding pays that much anymore, Mom.
Your mother and I are about the same age, right?
Yeah. Well, she's she would be irate if I said that because she was.
So don't say. Don't
she's,
say.
No, she's 67.
That's my IQ. So we just matched right up.
But as a woman,
she doesn't even laugh at that. She just goes, "Yeah, I know."
I agree.
You have this "I know" look on your face.
Well, I used to be 92, so has it gone down?
Yes, absolutely it has. From working there, as a matter of fact. That's why it went down. But no, in 1969, I guess it would have been, I tried to go to college. I went to one class one time and quit. And it was only, I don't know if it was a semester, the whole damn year, was like $900. And that's now, I don't know how many tens of thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
That's probably 1 hour in the classroom.
I know. That's about it now. Yeah, exactly. Now, our college system is deeply damaged right now. I mean, you got some of these. First of all, stop shoving your personal politics and views on my kid. Why don't you just teach a class and shut the hell up? How about that? Right?
I think that there's a lot of that that goes on. And I also think that academia is very good at making sure other academia is supported. And I think it's a whole, it's a good job to get. They get paid pretty well. I definitely think there's, I'm not an expert at it, but I definitely think that there's things that could be looked at there because the amount right. of, the amount that people are paying is pretty ridiculous. It's and I feel insane. Like there's a very, most of these institutions are very top heavy.
What's the number again that Harvard has in the bank? They and this is cash in the bank. It's billions of dollars, and nobody cares. Why aren't you using that billions of dollars to educate people who might need your help? Why do we have to help them when you got all that money, right?
Yeah, that's. I mean, that's exactly the point. So
yeah, I want to somebody check out or I'll check it out. How many billions of dollars Harvard has?
Okay, the endowment, right? We're talking about endowment.
Yeah, that's part of it. Yeah,
because Harvard University with a $50.9 billion endowment as of 2022.
$51 billion.
Good God.
Okay. Come on, kick in some dough, Brittany. Let's go.
It's relatable.
It's all about money. I don't care if it's big business, big college, big whatever. It's all about money. Doesn't that suck? That's terrible. What are you going to do? Anyway, so what else is happening in the news? Any good
Nothing.
Stuff?
Nothing. Well, we got the air quality supposed to be kind of funky again today.
Yeah, I saw that.
Although that, I don't know if you noticed when you guys were on your way in this morning, if it's still kind of hazy and stuff. I think that's supposed to ease as the day goes on. And it's actually supposed to get kind of like more pleasant in the middle of the week instead of being sort of miserable hot like it is right now. But no rain in the forecast. And it's starting to look like we're falling into that same pattern that we did last year when things mm-hmm. started out really wet in the spring and then the summer just got really ridiculously dry. So what a drag for all the farmers. I mean, it's it just the way it's setting up, it's just not, I mean, that can change, but Ken was talking about it this morning quite a bit that the
I saw it. I was watching you this morning.
Soil, you were okay.
Mm-hmm.
The topsoil's already really dried out. Think of how wet we think of how much snow we had on the ground like 2 months ago.
Oh,
right?
I know.
So that's going to be more of a concern, I think. That's going to be something you're going to be hearing more and more about here.
Well, I got to be honest. I was watching your news, but then when you came on, I turned it off.
That's fair. That's fine. I get it.
That picture of the sun you guys showed, that was beautiful because it's muted by all the heavy air and the
Yeah,
whatever
that
the hell it
particulate
is.
Stuff does make the sunrises and the moon and all that look pretty cool.
It's beautiful. It's like, well, we're being poisoned, but it looks nice.
I was thinking about that. Like, in future world, the sunrises and sunsets will be all kinds of crazy colors.
I guess it will. There's no question about it. You did hear that I'm a trippo now. I'm a hippie now. Did you know that?
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, Tommy's driving a 100% electric Mustang now.
I just saw that on Facebook when
Hippie
logged in an hour ago. Look at you.
It's my third electric car because I owned the first Tesla in Minnesota history back in 2005, yeah. I think it was. Loved it, but it did that Brickin thing, so I got rid of it. And then I got a Cadillac ELR, which was, both electric and gas. And then I just couldn't. Doug Sprinthal spotted this for me at his new job over at Flagship Ford over in Baldwin, Wisconsin. Went over there. By the way, huge fans of yours and the morning show. So that's very, very nice.
Well, I guess I'll know where I'll try to find my next car deal.
Well, and literally, it's about a 20, 25-minute drive from East St. Paul.
Oh,
from
yeah.
where you are, it's probably a half hour.
Plus, I can get fireworks while I'm over there.
At least 15 fireworks warehouses. Honest to God, they are everywhere, which is kind of cool. But no, it's, man, that car is comfortable. It's one thing, a guy tried to blow past me on 100 this morning. Not in an electric car, pal. I blew by him so fast, he didn't even see me coming. You know, he's one of those deals, he accelerated so he could beat me to the, you know, whatever. I'm trying to get on the highway. He's already on the highway, but he's being a prick by trying to get in front of me.
Yep.
So we showed him a little speed. You know what I'm saying?
There's like
those things. Oh, go ahead, Rudy.
I was going to say, there's like great compilation videos of guys who own vehicles like that, who like take their grandmothers out and put them in the passenger seat. And they're like, "You ready, Grandma?" And they're like, "Yeah, for what?" And then they just hit the gas and Grandma's like, just freaking out. Oh, they're great videos. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I could see that. I would be scared, I'll tell you that. Holy Christ, those things move. But no, it's really nice. We're just, and the other thing I wanted to ask you is last week I did Joe Souchere's show. Came over to your building over there and did the show and all the rest of it. So I want to get all four of them on this show at the same time. So I don't know how we coordinate that or whatever, but there's one, two, three. Yeah, there's four other chairs in here, so we could do it. Those guys, every damn, all four of them, they were on the show at the time, could not have been nicer. It was just a ball to be back in the building because I loved that building from the time I told the story on Joe's show. Well, the first time I walked in that building, I was 18 years old, and I said, "What the hell am I doing in this building? This is way too nice for me."
I still feel that way to this day. I walk around. Really? And someone will say hi to me, and I'll be like, I know I shouldn't be here. I like show them my little pass. I'm sorry. Please don't kick me out.
It is the best, no question about it. But, yeah, it was really, really nice. But I want to have them on. But it would be kind of great if although they're not going to be here at 8:30 in the morning. It's not going to happen. Sorry. I was going to say, they should be here while you're here. But it's like, nope, they'll be here probably in that 9 o'clock hour, I suppose.
Hey, that's fair. I get it.
I want to get it done now, but he picked, well, Rookie's been with him forever. Those guys have all been together for a long, long time.
Yeah.
Just really, really nice. Joe couldn't have been better. Just very gracious. It's nice to work with a company like that where everybody's really nice to you. I'm not
for
used
sure.
to it. Not used to it.
The last time I saw Kenny in person, we were sitting over in, by the parking garage. And chatting it up for several minutes too long because my back end of my car was still in the parking garage.
Mm-hmm.
And the door came down and like completely busted out my back window.
Oh, what? My car.
Oh no.
So wow. Bad. Kenny and I are like sitting there. He's like hanging in my window. I'm like, rah, 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 rah. All of a sudden I hear this thud, and like immediately my back window just blew apart, and I looked at Kenny and I just shook my head. I'm like, Jesus H. Oh my god,
that's terrible.
Jesus H, baby.
Do you know what the worst is? When something like that happens and you have to go show your partner and explain to them what happened, that's the worst feeling ever. Like I was being an idiot, and now we have to pay for this.
It was like this far too into the garage. Like I had just didn't quite clear it.
That's
my garage logic memory right now.
Your garage logic memory.
Garage illogic.
We had some great conversations, though, because he talked about in 1987 he got mad at me because I was complimenting the Star Tribune on their great coverage of the World Series, and he, of course, worked at the Pioneer Press. So he got really pissed off at me, and we were talking about that and laughing our asses off about that son of a bitch Bernard over there. It was just fantastic. But no, I was, and thank you again to Joe Souchere and everybody on that show. Just a ball. I had a great time, but I want to bring them in here. And I don't know, how do you tee that up?
I'll work on it. I text with Rookie so I can send
this. This will be a disaster.
They'll be coming in staggered different days. They're on different shows. Pretty, you know, it's a real Britney production here.
They've got a great sense of humor, I'll tell you that. But no, it's not, I could just go work somewhere else or whatever, but the one place that I thought about coming back to was Hubbard, man. And there was Dan, and then Ginny and Dan came, and we had a little lunch, and it was decided, God, almost a year ago now. We're coming up on a year because July is when I found out they were going to fire me. So or ask me to leave. I love that. You don't get fired. They just ask you to leave.
I just remember it was a day before I had go-go. I'd stopped over at your place because I was trying to get my car seat installed by your daughter, Alex.
Oh, yeah.
I was terrified.
Yep.
And you were like, so, Brittany, what do you think of Hubbard? I was like, bitch, I don't know. I'm having a baby in like a day. I remember we were trying to talk business, and I was ended up having the baby like 18 hours later, but I just remember you were like, tell me everything about Hubbard. And I was like, it's not going to happen right now.
Why not?
I was the most pregnant a human could be.
I don't care about your pregnancy.
Obviously.
No, it turned out to be a great move. No question about it. And it's, I had five guys come up to me over the weekend and say, hey, I heard you on Garage Logic. We're listening to your show now. And so it worked, man.
Yeah.
It was great.
It's perfect. Yeah, we'll have to have him on. That'd be so fun.
Oh, yeah. We talked about everything over there.
It was a great. I loved the episode. I listened to it.
Oh, you listened to the whole thing?
Oh, yeah. It was so. It was great.
I did kind of get a little teared up there when you were talking about Vince Flynn for a second.
Yeah.
Because Joe is a big friend of his as well. Joe was the first guy that ever interviewed him on the radio, I believe. I didn't know that because, you know, I got to know. Well, I got to know Vince through the Nanny family and Frank and Amelia. That's how I met Vince Flynn. And I do miss that man, I'll tell you that. Great family, but Vince, did you ever get to know Vince at all?
Mm-mm.
Nope. God, what a great guy. And I wasn't there, unfortunately. Marty Nanny was there, but some guy apparently decided to chirp at Vince a little bit. You don't want to do that to Vince Flynn. Hey, how you feeling laying on your back in the street right now, sir? You'd like to pick on Vince again, would you?
He's like, not now, maybe later.
Yeah, maybe
taking
later.
A break.
Yeah, that, I guess, I wasn't there, like I said, but I guess it wasn't much of a match. That's all I'm saying. Yeah, apparently the guy just pushed him and then tried to take a swing at him, and that was not a good idea. Well, he's trained with the CIA, first of all.
Right.
You know, Vince Flynn used to train with Special Forces and the CIA and the FBI. I mean, not the FBI. He didn't like the FBI. Never mind. But, yeah, you better make better choices, sir. First of all, he was about 6'3", 6'4", something like that. Probably weighed about 220, so it's a pretty good start of being a gigantic human being. But I don't know why people do things like that. They just come out of a bar and they're drunk. Is that what that's all about?
I mean, probably, but it's funny. You got to be careful. Like, listen, it's hard to size people up, too. Like, in the whole, like, let's get in a fight after the bar thing. It's just not a good idea to do it at all, but particularly not Vince Flynn, apparently.
I will tell you, I had a classmate when I was at St. Joseph's. When I was a kid, his first name was Bobby. I won't say his last name, but loved the family. They were great people. Bobby, at the time, was probably about 5'2", something like that. He never got very big. He was about 5'2", probably weighed about 160 pounds. And you know what he used to do? It was brilliant. He would fight someone and keep fighting them until they got really tired, and then he'd beat the piss out of them.
That's Rocky's move, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. That's what's
every
that?
Rocky move. That's
yeah,
Rocky's
that
movie.
That's true.
Every
you're,
single Rocky movie.
You're right. It is. You're right. But Bobby would he would just take punches. He'd roll around. He'd do whatever. And then as soon as the other guy got tired, man, that guy got his ass kicked every time. Pretty smart.
That's why he just worked on his cardio constantly.
Working on the cardio, baby. Bobby, I miss you. Great guy. Great family, actually. The whole family is nice people. You know what I'm saying. So, such is life. So we got the longest day of the year coming up in 2 weeks.
Yes.
Was it June? What is it, June 19th? Is that when it is? Somewhere in there.
Yeah, I think the 20th, right?
19th or 20th.
Yeah, one of the two, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it is pretty amazing, though, when I look, and Kath and I are watching, last night we watched a couple of different things, but I'm looking outside, it's 9:05, and it's still light out. I'm like, whoa. Mm-hmm. Then I get up this morning, and it's light out at like 5 o'clock.
It's amazing.
A lot of sunlight in the summer here, man. I love that about Minnesota. Minnesota's weather in the summertime. I know it can get humid as hell, but great weather.
Beautiful.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
It's great gorgeous. Stuff.
Yeah. Very hard to beat that.
Indeed. Any other big stories we should know about coming your way?
Well, the one thing I was going to bring up, I'm not a real big tech guy, but apparently Apple's supposed to be releasing some new stuff later on today. And apparently they're announcing one of those virtual reality headset
sure.
things.
Yeah.
That, and Have you guys heard how much they're talking about for this thing?
No.
How much it's supposed to cost?
No.
$3,000.
Apple, shame on you.
What was the
Tim
Oculus?
Cook, baby.
We have an Oculus, but I can't. I feel like it must not have been much, right?
That's
the Oculus
that's
is
octopus.
No.
Pronounce it right.
Yeah.
Octopus. Where's the octopus Oculus? It must be like 200,
yeah,
maybe?
Yeah, I think they're 299.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the high end of them, yeah.
$3,000.
Dumb.
Three G's for what is that? Just the goggles or headset or whatever it is?
Yeah, virtual reality thing. And since I think Apple doesn't do things half-assed generally. They usually, when they unveil something, they must think it's pretty good. They must think this is really good for $3,000 because, I'd say two of our three cars are barely worth $3,000, let alone a freaking pair of glasses.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you guys ever done them before? Have you ever done the Oculus?
No.
Yeah, we have one. Play it. I mean, I played it constantly for a while.
I had to do a stand-up show with a VR. Like, it was a VR room with other
people.
I got sick.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
My husband gets sick, too.
Can't do it. I get motion sickness. I can't ride in cars. I can't do back seats.
The only thing he can do in Oculus is there's a really, like, steady golf game he can play on that one. But he can't do any, like, of the... There's anything.
Motion sickness.
No.
I hate it,
Oh, that, man, no, thank you. Yeah. I'm the same way, riding in the back seat of a car.
Yeah.
Except I can do it now, but I couldn't when I was younger.
Yeah.
And I don't know what happened. What does happen? Does anybody know?
I don't know. I did read something where your brain, since you are moving so fast and you are not in control of it, that's why you can drive a car, but to sit passenger gets you sick because your brain is like, we're moving at this speed that we're used to doing it, but we're not in control, and your brain has a hard time balancing itself out, and that's where the motion sickness comes from.
Ish. I hate that.
Yeah.
My mother, one time, I was 15 years old, went out and got hammered with my buddies, and I mean hammered. 15 years old, she goes, you know, we're going up to Long Prairie to see my mother tomorrow, so you're going to be riding in the back seat. Yeah. I was so sick, I thought I was going to die.
Gross.
Oh, my God, was I sick. Never again is all I have to
say. That'll learn you. That'll learn you.
All right, Mr. Eggert, you got to come in the studio again one of these days. Quit your other job.
Listen, I'm working on it every day.
Okay, we'll see you soon.
Okay, bye, Chris.
Thanks a lot. Chris Eggert, ladies and gentlemen, Channel 5 Eyewitness News. We'll take a break here. Got a very special guest, Joey McIntyre, coming up next. Yeah, I've got to say, I'm feeling fantastic, and I am. I'm very serious about that. As you may have heard, I've been following the fat loss program at mnfatloss.com, and I've lost right now about 26 pounds, I guess it would be, so far. I've been following the program for, about 7 weeks, I think. And I can tell you it feels great to be going into summer, having lost the weight in just a few weeks' time. You'll absolutely be able to lose weight like I've done and still enjoy the foods you love this summer. I want to say something very quickly here. I don't worry about, like, in other diets, when you go on them, you just got to stay after it. I have responsibilities to take people, you know, clients to dinner and things like that, which I always worried about. But on this plan, I don't worry about, because even if I stay at an even weight for a few days to work that back off, it does not affect the overall outcome, which is a huge part of this for me. It really is working for me. I'm eating my favorite grilled steak and chicken along with fresh vegetables, berries, drinking lots of water. No wonder I feel great. Absolutely. If you want to find out the secret to losing 20 to 30 pounds in just 8 weeks, like I've done, it's about a pound of fat every day, as a matter of fact. No exercise required. To schedule your free consultation, go to mnfatloss.com. That is mnfatloss.com. Results may vary. Be sure to tell the team at MN Fat Loss that Tom Bernard sent you.
This is the Tom Bernard Morning Show Podcast.
Well, didn't I see you crying?
Yes, because I have to work with you. That's why I'm crying.
Every break.
I'm working with Brittany.
Every break, you just pull your chair back a little, full on weep.
I do. It's all true. No doubt about it. Let me know when Joey's ready to go. If you would, I'd appreciate that immensely. So what do you got planned for the rest of the day, sister?
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. So Beverly, my mom is watching the baby right now. And when she gets up from her nap, we're going to go to Scheels and Dick's Sporting Goods. We've got a whole bunch of shopping to do.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to go do that. And it'll be so fun. I love when my mom comes into town. I get so excited. I love that we're going to hang out after work. I'm so excited.
Yeah, bring up mothers. That's, I lost mine already. Don't worry about my feelings.
Yeah, because that's what I was doing.
My mother perished.
Trying to hurt your feelings, trying to weaponize my love of my mother.
Perished,
I
say.
What are you doing the rest of the day?
I'm doing the family podcast, and I have a lunch with Michael Bryant, my attorney. And then I have to go over to, I can't say where the other place I'm going, but I got to do that. Yeah, I got stuff to do all day long.
And your new car. Is it kind of fun to be rolling around in that? Like, does it make things a little more exciting right now?
It's very, very comfortable, very fast, it's very nice.
That's awesome.
It really is. I mean, it's not as nice as Joey McIntyre, but, you know, obviously. Pretty close. What do you think, Joey?
What's the car you talking about?
It's a Mustang, 100% electric Mustang. It's kind of an SUV, Joey.
Oh yeah. Well, it's the same kind, right? They've made it for a couple of years now, that model?
I think so. I think you're right about that. This is, I don't even know. I think.
You're that cool, you don't even know. Are you talking about your car? Are you like, I don't know. It's a thing. I don't know. I get in, it takes me where I gotta go.
You know, Joey, you just nailed me right there. Where do you live? Over there. What do you drive? Over there. Who cares? As long as I'm still alive, I don't care. Whatever.
And we love you for it. We love you for it. Don't change.
Ladies and gentlemen, the mini tour and new Lifetime series, July 14th, Minneapolis at the Varsity Theater. For a full list of dates, just go to joeymcintyre.com. That's joeymcintyre.com. Solo Joe, the summer tour of 2023. Listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go. Due to demand, new shows have been added. What do you think of that action?
Yeah. That was the voiceover that I was looking for, man.
All right, good. I'll have him send it to you.
All that matters is my Minneapolis show. Honestly, I love Minnie for a lot of obvious reasons, but we have great fans. New Kids have amazing fans there, and I'm looking forward to coming up. So
where were you? Where are you from, Joey?
I'm from Boston.
I knew it.
Oh yeah.
I'm telling you, Joey.
Tom Bernard.
I was just in Boston a short time. Yeah. You know what I love about Boston? And I'm very serious about this. First of all, I love the city. It's a beautiful city anyway. Got great people, all the rest of it. But basically, I like it when somebody, and I'm not a small guy, I like people walking up to me going, hey, why don't you go F yourself? I love that.
Yeah.
It reminds me of growing up, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we you know, if we're insulting you, that means we like you.
Yes, and that's exactly why I love it so much. And I'll close with this part of it on this particular part of the discussion. Went up to the North End, have a little Italian food. In and out in about 53 minutes. There, that was good. Now get out. I just love that about Boston. Love it.
Oh, man. Yeah, I was actually there the other night myself. I hadn't been there in a while, and so many great restaurants, and it's a special spot.
Indeed, Joey McIntyre with his ladies and gentlemen, best known as the youngest member of New Kids on the Block. Joey McIntyre has also enjoyed success as a solo artist, starting with his debut album, Stay the Same, which was certified gold and delivered a top 10 single, penned by Joey himself. McIntyre also has co-written more than a half dozen songs for the New Kids, including Still Sounds Good and the Blockhead Anthem, Block Party. Great story, Joey.
You know all this stuff. You're a fan in sheep's clothing.
That's exactly what it is. I'm a fan, and you should see me in sheep's clothing. I do not look good in sheep's clothing. I'm just here to tell you. You know what I mean?
And a Mustang, and
an all electric Mustang in my sheep's clothing. I look really good going down the highway. No doubt about it. No question. So, how many dates do you do now? Honest to God, that's got to be very, very hard work being on a road like that, isn't it?
It is. I mean, you really got to take care of yourself.
Right.
I'm not a spring chicken anymore. And so it does feel like a marathon. Got to take care of yourself. You know, you want to do your best every night. So you got to pick your spots. And make sure you're not, you know, blowing a gasket the first night of the tour, you know?
No, I understand that completely. One of the reasons I'm glad I asked you if you were from Boston, because I assumed you were, but sold out at Carnegie Hall. Are you pulling my tit? That's my, Joey, that's huge, man.
It was very cool. Yeah, I turned the big 5-0 at December 31st, and so I wanted to do something special. And yeah, my fans showed up again, and it was an amazing night. We played for 3 hours, and it was just a phenomenal, special night, and it couldn't have gone any better. And, you know, I said, well, maybe I should do more of this. And all this touring, and, you know, it keeps me out of trouble, basically. It really does. You know, it keeps me in good shape, and I love to do what I do. So, you know, New Kids are in great shape, and we're... Mm-hmm. You know, doing lots of great things, but this is to balance it out and, you know, do my own thing as well.
Joey, it's pretty amazing, though, and I don't think people do understand how much work it takes. Joey has worked extensively as an actor in film and television, has a long history in theater. Of course, he's singing. I mean, you doing it all, that must take a hell of a lot out of you, doesn't it? Jesus.
I mean, it can. I mean, like I said, you can't be out gallivanting all night, and you gotta make good choices, as my 13-year-old would say. I mean, when I leave,
that's a good line. Make good choices. Joey, you were so good in The Heat with Sandra Bullock. That was such a funny scene. Was that one feel like you were stretching, or did it feel very natural? Because it just seemed like everybody was just playing themselves at that moment.
A little bit. You know, I just did Bill Burr's podcast, and he's a Boston guy, and we were in that movie together. And, you know, that is a classic. It feels like a modern-day classic to me. And,
totally. And,
what I remember about that famous dinner scene is, like, you know, you had, like, you know, improv ninjas at the table. They were coming up with stuff. I mean, Sandra Bullock was trying not to laugh. She was, like, pinching her hand underneath the table just to not laugh, because we were, like, slicing and dicing her. But what I was thinking is, like, how do I get in here? You know, I picked my spots, but, you know, in my mind, I said, Jane Curtin is in this.
Oh, I love her.
Scene. I said, if Jane Curtin isn't trying to get in, like, I don't need to get in. Like, it'll happen when it needs to happen. Like, you know, it was such a fun movie to do, and that took place in Boston, too, so it was a lot of fun.
Joey, 8 minutes is not enough. Next time you should double book. We'll have you for 16 minutes.
It sounds good.
Joey, you're a good man. Can't wait to have you in town. July 14th, Minneapolis at the Varsity Theater. You're going to love it right there on the campus. You're going to have a great time, Joey. Thank you so much for your time this morning, sir.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Joey McIntyre, ladies and gentlemen, coming to town on July 14th. What a nice guy.
He's so funny in The Heat. They kept going, are you a knock? You know, they're all from Boston this table. Are you a knock?
You
it
a
was
knock?
So funny, and he just kills it. And he's right. You don't really think about it. It's got to be intimidating. There are so many improv people. But I think he just really shines. He just sits back and he says some, you know, good lines, and you don't think about it as individual. It seems like just a group performance. Mm-hmm. So,
I've been working for him now for about a year and a half. Doing stuff for him. I did all of his promo videos.
Oh, okay.
That's awesome.
The last time New Kids came to town, he got my sister and my sister-in-law and one of their friends backstage passes, let him come back, hang out.
They had a blast.
He's the sweetest guy on the planet.
Change the structure of that sentence, by the way.
What, backstage pass?
Last time he was here, he got my sister, and the next word is always pregnant.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Also,
please, oh my God, that would be amazing if Joey McIntyre got my sister pregnant.
That baby would just be called, no matter boy or girl, Joey McIntyre Jr. right there.
That's your
best day of all of our lives if that happened.
We all clapped. We were in the room.
Yeah.
Josephine is Joey. That's close enough.
We have a Josie next door.
Josie, yep, that's another one. No, he was terrific. Very, very entertaining guy. So you spent a lot of time talking to him?
Yeah, quite a bit.
Working with him, I would imagine.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, nice guy. Super nice guy.
Seems like he's a really, really good guy. So come to town.
He's one of the few celebrities that I work with that when I gave him the bill, he paid me almost double out of the kindness of his heart.
Well, that does happen to some people. It, not many.
You know how many times I have to deal with multimillionaires? I have to nitpick over.
Yeah.
Did it really take you 2 hours to be? Yes. It took me 7 hours.
I just
but
am
I'm only
charging
you
for
two.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he was like, "What's it cost?" And I'm like, "Here's the bill." And he's like, "Here, take double." I was like, "Joe, you ain't got to do that." He's like, "Ah, whatever. Don't worry about it. You help me out all the time. I do. You do free stuff.
It
just
is,
take it." Yeah.
It is funny though. Like even you saying the name Joey. when an adult goes by Joey.
Joey, yeah.
It's odd. I'm not going to lie. Like, Joey? Even you go, yeah, then I said to Joey, I'm like, oh, wait, the adult man?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's
all
like
right.
Jimmy and Billy, like dudes named Billy that are in their 40s. Like,
well,
what
it's
is...
Tommy. And at my age, it's still Tommy to
sure.
a lot of people.
Tommy, yeah.
Hey, Tommy, how you doing?
That's so funny. I feel like I call you Thomas more than I call you anything.
You
Thomas.
Know who the number one was with the Tommy was Philip Wise.
Oh, yeah. Tommy.
Yeah.
For sure. I hear that. As soon as you say Tommy, I can hear Phil say
Philip.
That.
I miss Philip. I love Philip.
Oh, I love Philip.
That's a good guy.
I know. I loved him.
How's he doing? Somebody told me he's moving.
I've heard that for a while. He called me, it must have been about a year ago or so, and out of the blue. And he's just so lovely. I heard he was going to go to Omaha, and then I heard he was going to go somewhere warm, Vegas. Why did I hear? Does he have family that lives in Vegas or something?
His sister, I believe, lives in Vegas.
Yeah, so I
absolutely.
You know, I think Gelfan still gets lunch with him here and there. We should ask him on Thursday.
Ask him to tell you the story about playing in his first. I believe it was a high school tournament game in Nebraska, in Fremont, Nebraska. Ask him to tell you a story sometime, because he and a teammate, both black men in America today, are walking along in Fremont, Nebraska. Not a huge minority population in Fremont, Nebraska.
Can't imagine.
At least back then.
Yeah.
And he's walking along with his teammate, who was, by the way, like an offensive lineman, so he was a gigantic man.
Mm-hmm.
And they hear this little chirpy voice, like, hey, mom, 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 mom. He keeps going right like there, right? Mom comes out of the house, and the boy's going, mom, 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 mom. Look, mom, big ends.
Oh, my
Only he
God.
Didn't say big ends.
Jesus.
And so Philip walks over. He goes, how you doing, young man? The kid was like 4 years old.
Oh, my God. You know that household saying that a lot,
yeah,
if that
well,
kid's casually saying that.
That's what I'm thinking.
That
probably.
Is... absolutely horrendous. I mean, that's you're saying that in the household constantly, if that's what you're throwing out there.
Because the little kid didn't know it was a bad thing.
No.
He had no clue it was a bad thing, so I think you're right.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Comedian David Cross has a great bit about how hate is taught from parents to children. He goes, it's not like a baby's first words are, the Jews have all the money.
Yeah.
You know? it doesn't happen that way, you know?
How about Michael Jackson? The Jews do it on purpose. Like, what?
Is that what he said?
That's what he said.
What?
Oh, you can find it. You can find that.
I've never seen that. Wow.
The Jews do it on purpose.
It's like, what the actual hell are you? I mean, I don't know why anyone would take him seriously. The man
well,
who's
yes.
got his finger on the pulse of what happens in America. That
you
man,
are correct.
That man never lived in the actual U.S. of A.
And he kind of whispers it in a way.
Yeah, it's bad. It's so funny because they added it to a bunch of random like EDM songs.
Yeah, they did.
And they like remixed it and all this stuff because it was just the weirdest. It's like when Kanye said that thing. Like
George Bush hates black people.
Yeah. And Mike Myers was there and was like,
oh, that's right. George Bush hates black people.
Oh,
I remember
that. That was on SNR. It was like they were raising money for, was it Katrina?
Katrina, yeah.
Yeah.
What was his deal now? What is his deal now? Because he's been anti-Semitic as hell lately.
Oh, my God.
What's that all about? What happened
Kanye
there?
Kanye is mentally
he's nuts.
Ill. I mean, he is not doing well. And if you saw some of the outfits he's been wearing,
really?
It's so funny. He was the other day walking around, and he had these shoulder pads. And you're thinking shoulder pads are like little shoulder pads you wear on your shoulder. No, it looked like he had a full-on football shoulders underneath, like it was like one of those weird motorcycle jackets that has those like built-in looking muscles. It looked crazy. And then him and his girlfriend were walking around in those non-slip socks you get at the hospital.
Oh, yeah.
This is on a road. They're walking, crossing a street. I was like, this is unhinged
one.
On a level that I appreciate.
I would have to agree with you on that one.
Oh, he's the worst. He's just been saying crazy crap.
Yeah, I don't... What... So he lost hundreds of millions of dollars or something somehow. And
oh, yeah. Adidas dropped him.
They just brought back the Yeezys.
Oh, did they?
They just brought him back. Like last week, I saw that Adidas is going to start selling them again.
And I don't think that you were for a while doing clothes collaborations with them, and I don't think they're doing that anymore, ever. Mm-hmm.
Because the Jews do it on purpose?
Because he was saying all these anti-Semitic things.
I know he was. Like, what?
And also, like, talking about how slavery never happened, and I mean, it was crazy.
He said slavery never happened.
He was something along those lines where he. It was
Holocaust denier too, wasn't he?
Oh, really?
Did he say some stuff about
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I don't know. It was so bad. It was also like, what you are, and then that was, Kim and him had been kind of separated anyways. He lived on their Colorado or Wyoming ranch for, I think, a couple years, and at that point, she kept coming out with these statements, being like, "We're working on stuff. I don't know why he's saying this," and then he started talking about. This came out first. He was talking about how the kids were accidents or this or that, you know, talking bad about the kids.
Don't do that.
And then the anti-Semitic stuff come out. And at some point she's like, yeah, we've been done. I can't do with this. And it's actually really painful to watch her trying to not talk shit about him. She really doesn't want to talk shit about him because, you know, her kids are going to see it. Yeah. Well, her kids would eventually see it. And, you know, though that's their dad. And you watch that and you go, she's fighting everything to just not say he's crazy.
I love the fact that a Kardashian is the good guy in this story.
I know.
The worst people on earth.
I know, it's
money
wild.
Money-grubbing pigs that they are.
Yeah.
I don't know all of them. You could keep all of them, right?
Yeah, I don't think they're living in our world, but.
This is the Tom Bernard Morning Show.
The Tom Bernard Morning Show.
Streamed every morning on the Tom Bernard Show app. And anytime, on demand, wherever you get your podcasts.